Hello, the groups on duty today are the Israeli groups from Rehovot and Be'er Sheva. The right of speech goes to Rehovot, please.
Good morning. You are our soul. This is an opportunity to be grateful for the beautiful vessels and connection we received from the teacher, a sign of his providence on our path and his greatness. One, the new depth that opened up for us in Rabash's social writings. Two, the leap in our commitment towards dissemination in the big dissemination congress. Three, the amazing support of the women Kli in dissemination and morning lessons. Four, the exercise in the roles of Shatz and Gabai that qualifies us to be father and mother to the ten, and the deepening of the connection between us. Five, expanding the recognition of evil to a degree of recognition of evil in the entire ten, as our friend Terence mentioned on Wednesday this week. There is none besides him, the good who does good.
Reading from the source, from Shamani 19. One must not be angry when he has work to do with the will to receive, that it obstructs him in the work. One would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive were absent, meaning it would not bring its questions to the person, obstructing him in the work of observing Torah and mitzvot, commandments. However, one should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because precisely when the will to receive awakens, there is room for work. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. From Bala Sulam Shamari 19, what is the Creator hates the Bavis in the work? Again, one must not be angry when he has work with the will to receive, but it obstructs him in the work. One would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive were absent from the body, meaning that it would not bring its questions to the person, obstructing him in the work of observing Torah and mitzvot. However, one should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because precisely when the will to receive awakens, there is room for work. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. Bala Sulam Shamadi 19, what is the Creator hates the bodies in the work? Be'er Sheva, workshop question, please.
Workshop question, how can we use correctly the desire, the will to receive, that awakens in us in order to advance us towards connection to the Ten and adhesion with the Creator. Again, how should we use correctly the will to receive that awakens in us in order to advance us toward connection in the Ten and adhesion with the Creator?
The connection in the Ten happens in the intention, not in the desire, not in the will to receive that awakens. So by us intending to search for the same intention, and now we have all the means to do it through the lesson to draw the reforming light with this intention, there we feel the need for the friends to fill up this place that shines with one intention so that we can elevate it. I can elevate it above any desire that awakens in me.
Danny, at the stick.
Danny, you are mute.
Okay, I'll continue. I think that one of the things that we are already internalizing on the path is the necessity, this need of the will to receive, of the left, the sense, doesn't matter how you call it, that awakens, because without that, there simply isn't any room for work. It's like he writes in the article of Shamati, so he won't be satisfied and remain a small child. But they want to grow us, help us become independent, and we want to use the will to receive that appears as a leverage, like a martial arts master uses the energy of the enemy to invert it. As Rav said, you're coming down with a skateboard down the slope, and you use that acceleration in order to ascend on the other side. So just like that, with mutual help, we can turn this minus that appears each time into a plus, Yoni.
Yes. Not to be angry, not to be bummed that the will to receive is revealed, as we heard in the excerpt. Rather, see it as a place to work. And mostly to turn to the Creator and to turn to the friends. This is what can truly kind of sink me from the back and make me turn to the Creator so that He will help me, because I cannot do it by myself. And also, this is something that makes us come to the Ten, because by ourselves we cannot advance and defeat the evil that sin knocks on the door each day. Each one has these states of building this web of connection between us as we build it, because the will to receive constantly grows. Jonathan.
We have to use the will to receive in the form of annulment and ask the upper light to help us to give up our nature, to think of the friends, the connection, the embrace, and ask the light, according to the prayer of many, to take us up above reason in this prayer in order to connect one another. Danny.
The will to receive constantly creates changes in us. This gives us the possibility to see our situation each time in relation to the previous states we had. One time I'm up, one time I'm down, one time I'm angry, one time I'm done, I'm bummed, another time I'm something else. And above it, once we recognize the changes above them, we have to rise to dvekut, adhesion, and a relation to the Ten that is actually above whatever we feel.
Can you hear me? As long as we are in a group that works in love of friends, and then you climb the trail that takes you to the King's Palace, the Creator's Palace, and then work without desire.
Yes, and be happy for the opportunity and praying for the whole group, for the whole world.
The connection with the ten helps you understand that the will to receive is a gift that you received in order to pass it to the ten, and only through this connection with the ten you can truly work with it and clarify it and raise it to a correct prayer.
We heard that everything that happens to us in general, everything comes in order to advance us eventually to the purpose of creation. It's all a correction. It's connection in the ten and adhesion with the Creator. So certainly everything that awakens in us is aimed towards that. The Creator does the work on His side. We have to arrange our response each time anew, each morning anew, to examine how did we wake up, with what feeling towards the friends, and bit by bit to start arranging the correct real attitude through the friends to the Creator.
The prayer of the tens on duty. King of kings, creator of heaven and earth, bringing to life, puts to death, and brings forth salvation. Thank you for choosing us and giving us the ten and the friends in order to feel just how much are we immersed in our will to receive for ourselves and how much we need your help in order to acquire the quality of bestowal, in order to bestow to you and resemble you. Please help us rise above the will to receive. Help us see the merits of our friends. Teach us to love them. And help us help our friends attain the quality of faith so they could work above reason. We'll connect between us and ask that you dwell among us in order to bestow contentment to you, and we'll spread your name and your greatness to Israel and to all the people in the world. By that, we will be the shofar of your name.